Welcome to the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast, where you'll discover that when it comes to your health, you're so much more powerful than you've been led to believe. And now, your host. She's a holistic nutrition and lifestyle coach, chef, author, and yogi, Christine Okezie.
Hello, and welcome to the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast. I'm Christine Okezie. Thanks so much for listening. On today's episode, I'm diving back into one of my most favorite subject areas, back to the chakras, those spiraling energy vortices that help us understand the deep interconnection of our mind, body, emotions, and behaviors. Every time we're working on aligning a chakra, we're working at the level of our consciousness and at the level of our biology. Combined, this greatly enhances our ability to create a happy and healthy life. So today we're talking about the fifth chakra, aka our throat chakra, because of its location by the larynx. It governs the energy of communication. The improvement in communication obviously impacts all aspects of our life. So the fifth chakra is really what empowers us to speak our truth and express ourselves authentically in the world. The fifth chakra affects our capacity to ask for what we need in life. So when the fifth chakra is open and active, our self-expression is based on truth. We can speak fearlessly and with compassion. We can have those difficult conversations with care and clarity in our mind. We can easily articulate our ideas, feelings, and opinions, find words to express our feelings, and also stay open to listening and hearing others. When our fifth chakra is strong, we feel heard and understood. Now, this energy of authentic communication is what also gives us the power to speak the truth to ourselves. It's this feeling of freedom and empowerment to live as our authentic self that creates and comes with a balanced throat chakra. Now, this chakra is in the upper triangle of the chakra system, so it's part of the mind and the spirit, as opposed to the lower triangle, the lower chakras, which are associated with the earth elements and thus the physical body. But it's so interesting because the location of the throat chakra means that it's an important nexus for upward moving energies arriving from the lower chakras and downward bound energies from the upper chakras. In other words, we can think of it, it's where the energies between our basic needs and our higher wisdom merge, and then sort of mix and metabolize and ultimately get expressed through one's voice. So a strong and balanced fifth chakra empowers us to clearly state what's inside of us. It's a profound self-defining process. The throat chakra can be seen as a primary site of courage and will, because after all, it takes a great deal of both of these things to honestly express the truth that lies deep within ourselves. Now, a balanced throat chakra enhances our capacity to express our thoughts, feelings, and emotions in healthy and empowering ways. It's what allows us to find our voice, speak up, and show up in the world as our true selves. And now it's interesting to note that our fifth chakra is what gives us the power to speak our truth. And at the same time, speaking our truth is what strengthens our fifth chakra. And of course, then in the same way, negative self-talk is not only a sign of a block or weak fifth chakra, but it's also what weakens the chakra itself. So how do we know if maybe we have some blockages in our fifth chakra? Well, some things that might be present for us is we have a fear of being judged. So we tend to be shy or talk in a soft voice. But, you know, signs of imbalance in the fifth chakra can also be signs that our fifth chakra is overactive, right? We might be talking too much or we have an inability to listen. Now, the fifth chakra also contributes to the preservation of our health in significant ways that are related to our physical being. And because it's connected to the throat, there are visible physical problems that can be symptoms of a misaligned throat chakra. Problems with the ears, jaw, neck, you know, dental issues or sore throats, for example. But the most significant physical structures associated with the fifth chakra are, number one, the thyroid, which we know is a master gland and sets the body's metabolism. Energy imbalance in the fifth chakra contributes to thyroid diseases like hypothyroidism, or perhaps inflammatory conditions like thyroiditis. There's also the association with the parathyroid gland, which has important effects on our bone and muscle health. Now, finally, an imbalanced throat chakra can cause problems with our vagus nerve. Now, remember, the vagus nerve is the largest cranial nerve in the body that affects vital digestive function. It affects our and governs our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part of the nervous system that's in charge of the body's healing, relaxation, and repair mechanisms. So the bottom line is we can see a mix of physical and non-physical symptoms associated with imbalance here. Some things, you know, would be anxiety, nervousness, especially when it comes to expressing ourselves, and difficulty communicating our needs, our wants, our desires. Obviously, thyroid imbalance, as I mentioned before, having trouble making sensible choices. And because the fifth chakra governs the mouth, the tongue, and the throat, whatever we consume, whatever we eat, can also create some serious blockages. So our throat chakra really does affect our relationship with food. When we can't properly express our feelings and emotions, it will express and manifest as emotional eating. So when I work with clients around looking at the root cause, and again, looking at a mix of physical and non-physical, you know, health symptoms, and we're exploring ways to work at this subtle level in the body, there are a variety of strategies that can be very useful. And to start with the first one, it's, you know, setting healthy boundaries, right? Setting healthy boundaries, in other words, learning to say no to things that we know are not benefiting us. Being able to say no, to set limits with our time, with our communication in relationships, you know, creating healthy boundaries in relationships is a beautiful and very effective way to strengthen and balance any fifth chakra issues. Another one, a strategy, is to connect to purpose and passion, right? When we are more able to open up to the things that give us joy, to the things that light us up, we're step into more alignment with our true nature. This can be very healing for the fifth chakra. There's many strategies around releasing guilt and resentment, because that's what can cause those blockages and those misalignments in the throat chakra. And then more fundamentally, when we talk about food, we want to think about warming liquids and soups and teas. These are all very soothing for the, you know, throat chakra. And more importantly, when we talk about food choices, specifically because we're working with thyroid balance, we're going to want to be choosing those blood sugar balancing foods, right? So those foods, combination of balanced fat, fiber, and protein, paying attention to those eating routines and eating rhythms to, again, get to the root cause of our thyroid balance, which underlies our blood sugar balance as well. Now, when it comes to specific modalities that really resonate with me and that I like to employ in my coaching practice around any kind of chakra alignment or balancing strategy, of course, it's meditation, meditation, and more meditation. And again, you know, lots of flavors, lots of styles. There is no one size fits all when it comes to finding out what method or style of meditation works for us. But, you know, when we talk about the throat chakra, we're specifically working with the practice of mantra and mantra chanting. Now, chanting any mantra that you like or that resonates with you is a great way to work with the throat chakra. Chanting meditations, you know, balances hormones, instills a sense of emotional well-being, of course, facilitates that relaxation response in the body, so healing, helps to quiet that inner chatter in the mind. And when we talk about using mantra for chakra balancing, it's useful to work with what we call the Bij mantras. Bij mantras translates in Sanskrit to seed mantras. And so when we practice meditation using these Bij mantras, it's like watering the seeds of our higher purpose to bring mental, emotional, spiritual balance to and create harmony within our internal environment, within the environment of our organism, if you will. So these Bija mantras, each chakra has a seed mantra, and the sound or the mantra associated with the throat chakra is Ham, H-A-M, with a long Ham. So the vibrations from Ham open up the throat chakra so that our communication energy can flow strongly. So, for example, we'll give it a try now. So take a deep breath in and exhale. And we'll chant the Ham mantra, feeling that vibration in the throat center. We'll chant it four times, and you might just let your eyes close and find a meditative space by relaxing the eye gaze into that space between the eyebrows. That helps cultivate intuition and makes the mind feel calm and safe. And so we begin with Ham. You have it, you know, a very simple meditation, but a very effective one. You really feel that vibrational energy in the throat center, in the throat area, brings the mind and the body and the breath into a more neutral, centered place. Now, of course, when it comes to yoga postures that are very healing for the throat chakra, we want to think about the postures that work with the neck and the shoulder area. So some simple ones would include cat-cow and making sort of gentle neck circles with your head. And then there's plow pose, where we bring the legs over the head as we're lying down on the back. And of course, shoulder stand, again, lying on the back. We would support our hips and legs to go up at a 90-degree angle. And that creates blood flow and energy circulation into that throat, head, neck, and shoulder area as well. Now, pranayama, or conscious breath work, is another powerful way to work with aligning the chakras. And specifically, when we talk about the fifth chakra, there's a particular pranayama, particular breathing style that works really well. It's called lion's breath. And this is, it's not the most attractive posture, but it is very effective at working at that subtle level and actually has been proven to have many other physical and physiological benefits as well. So again, working with the chakras, you work with the mind, the body, and the energy. So you begin by sticking out your tongue and roaring like a lion. Maybe that's exactly what we need to express ourselves, right? To roar like a lion. But again, doing this, we're going to stimulate the throat and the upper chest. It's also going to promote some relaxation in the facial and neck muscles. So we begin by inhaling through the nose, opening up the mouth nice and wide, sticking out your tongue, stretching the tongue as much as you can downward towards your chin, and exhale forcefully as the breath crosses over the base of the tongue. So it's an inhale, open the mouth, stick out the tongue. And when you're exhaling, you're making that sound coming deep from in the belly area, right? So let's try that again. Inhale deep through the nose. You're going to breathe normally for a few moments and then can repeat that lion's breath a few more times. And then you can finish up by breathing, you know, deeply just in and out the nose for, you know, 1 or 2 minutes after that. And that in of itself, that pranayama, is a beautiful way to bring a meditative awareness to the throat chakra, again, using the physical body, using the power of pranayama to create that balancing and that activating effect in the throat chakra. So lastly, you know, when it comes to the throat chakra or any chakra, but specifically the throat chakra, you know, using affirmations is a very powerful way to bring healing. It's used for cleansing and balancing, you know, the subtle body, the energy body. And so my favorite ones when I think about affirmations for supporting the fifth throat chakra, I speak my truth freely and openly. I have a right to speak my truth. I communicate my feelings with ease. And finally, I listen to my body and my feelings to know what my truth is. Now, to be clear, of course, there is no quick fix. So many healing techniques, so many modalities, many of which we've explored deeply in previous podcast episodes. But I think what I'd like to close with is, given that we now understand that the throat chakra really is all about governing our communication and our authentic self-expression, I'll leave you with the following mindful inquiry questions. Do you feel like you've been speaking your truth lately? Can you say no to people without feeling guilty? How might you get your creative energy flowing? How might you be your true self when you speak with ... this person? In what aspects of yourself are you unwilling to hear the truth? And finally, what unfinished communication might be creating obstacles in your life? So I hope that's been helpful, my friends, in exploring and understanding the power that we can step into when we have a balanced and strong throat chakra. Speaking our truth is indeed one of the most powerful tools that we have to advance ourselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And if you do like the podcast, I'd be grateful if you'd leave a rating and review. And if you haven't already hit that subscribe button, please do so. It helps me keep the podcast growing. So thank you for listening.